It's time for the thirstiest podcast on the net. You're now listening to Thirst World Problems with your host, Nick Dougal, along with Mr. Bell and the Doc.
Tonight we've got Irene joining us, and she's going to tell us a little bit about herself. But before we get into anything too serious, we're just going to come out and ask her right off the bat. Irene, what is one of your biggest vices?
Ooh, wine. Red wine.
Oh, cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Cheers. What's in here? What is this?
Oh, so we're drinking a shot in honor of Irene's vice being wine. And we actually have a little red wine in here. This is a crazy mix. We got a little red wine.
We've got some whiskey. I already drank it.
Oh, and how was it? No.
Nice.
There we go.
Oh, Where's mine? I don't have one.
Yeah. Wow. You know what's really good?
Virtual.
Have you guys ever had a white greyhound? Irene, have you ever had a white greyhound?
I have not.
No?
Please, tell me.
Probably my favorite drink of all time. So white greyhound is white cranberry juice with Grey Goose.
White cranberry juice. How can it be white?
It just is.
Yum.
That's all I go by in the box. It's Grey Goose and gin in there.
They get the red out.
And there is, and then you put like an orange, just drop an orange in there.
The whole orange.
Drop it in there. It is wonderful. I'm telling you right now. It's the best thing you'll ever have.
Plenty of vitamin C.
Wow, so. That sounds really good.
Can I ask the antioxidants
from the cranberry juice, it's healthy?
Tons.
What is the most healthiest drink that you could possibly make?
Well, strongest. I mean, I'm not a drink nutrition expert.
That's not a problem.
You know, when you're trying to lose weight, or you're just trying to maintain a healthy weight, and you're looking for a low calorie drink, you have a lot of different options. Mm-hmm. You want to stay away from sugar. Obviously, there's sugar in all alcohol, but the best low calorie drinks you could have is just a simple glass of white wine, or my absolute favorite is Grey Goose and club soda. Little lemon, little lime, works as a natural detox. It tastes good. It doesn't have any added sugar. You know, and honestly, I'll drink a Grey Goose straight up, or, you know, a martini.
It's really what you add to it, right? So like if you have vodka and you add 7-Up, that's obviously a lot worse, right? Like,
yes,
than just club soda, for example.
Do not. Yuck. And I have to tell you, one of the biggest turnoffs for me, anyway, I can't speak for all the chicks out there, but when men drink really sweet drinks, I don't know, so you want a manly man who's drinking a beer or, uh-oh, you know, something, or a nice glass of wine, something elegant, or whiskey, you know, straight up or something. When they're getting into the girly drinks, you're thinking, okay, what's going on?
Well, I think you're friendly. You like to have fun.
Belle, why don't you tell her that your drink of choice that you guys have? Tell her the drink of choice that you have.
Listen, I love cocktails. I love the fruity, girly cocktails. So she's specifically, Irene, you're calling me out right now. Another one of my favorites, though, is just a straight vodka water. Vodka water with a pinch of lime. So
that's not enjoyable at all.
Perfect.
I'll go either way there.
Healthy drink right there. See? Vodka, lime, water.
I'm going to try that next time. Right. Vodka, club soda. And what else? Is that it?
That's it. I squeeze a little ice, obviously. Just a ice, vodka, plain club soda. I always make sure I get the no sodium. You don't want any added salt, and you don't need it. And
you're going to hold that. You're going to hold that liquid.
I'm sorry?
You're going to hold that liquid if you have that sodium in there.
Oh, well, you don't want added salt. You're going to wake up in the morning feeling bloated. I mean, you don't need the added salt. There's, you know what I always do? This is my trick. Mm-hmm. And it does two things. It keeps me hydrated, and it also prevents me from drinking too much. Is every time I'm at a bar, at a restaurant, at a function, and even at home, I always, always, always have a glass of ice water and my cocktail. Because you're thirsty, and if you don't have that glass of water, you're just going to keep drinking your beverage. And if you have that glass of water, you'll sip in between. And if it's not in front of you, though, it won't happen. So always, when you're out, always ask the waitress, the bartender, I always get a glass of ice water.
So I have a question. Do you think... Because for me, sometimes it doesn't work, but do you think that you can lose weight without cutting out alcohol. But like, I don't mean like one. I don't mean like one drink a Friday. Like, I mean like, say you want to like drink a little bit more. Can you do that, or does that set you back way too much? Because if you drink too much Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like, you're going to have those days to get that liquid out of your system, right? You kind of, you push yourself back.
Don't
right,
worry, B. It sounds like Irene's got a foolproof plan here.
So,
for
so what
on,
do you think?
You drink on a Monday?
That is.
No, I just said Saturday, Sunday.
That's an excellent question. Excellent question. And I'm going to have to go against what everyone else says, because when I want to lose weight, I do not want to give up my glass of wine with dinner.
Can you
binge drink every single day of the week and lose weight? Maybe, but you're going to starve. I mean, you can't do it while eating. But there's no question that you can still lose weight and have at least one glass of wine or a healthier one light beer or something, one drink, one vodka soda every day and lose weight. And I'm living proof of that, because I've done it so many times. I want my glass of wine. I'm a busy mom. I own my own
gotta
business. I want my wine. I want my glass of wine. And I can lose weight very easily and very quickly whenever I want to.
Okay. Well, that is something we definitely wanted to hear. So another question here for you, because I think we're dragging you too far into the situation right now. But just so we know, who is Irene? Could you just kind of let our listeners know exactly your background here?
Absolutely. Well, my name's Irene Gabelnick, and I am a blogger. I'm an author, and I've written numerous articles about a lot of different things. Health and fitness has been a passion of mine, I guess, since I ran cross country in high school. I've always been a health and fitness nut. I have, I'm an avid runner. I have been since high school. I never really stopped there. I'm sure there hasn't been a single week that's gone by with the exception of a hamstring pull that I haven't run. I've mountain biked, surfed the crazy waves in Hawaii. I've jumped out of planes. I was a rock climber, did a lot of bouldering for 2 years, almost every weekend when I could. So I guess I've just kind of been a health and fitness nut, and I decided that I would share the ways that I can stay healthy and fit and squeeze exercise into my life, even on the busiest days, and help other people try to maintain a healthy weight or live a healthy lifestyle or lose weight if that's what they want.
Okay. So I'm hearing that you're a bit of an adrenaline junkie. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, a little bit.
I could never. I'm terrified of heights. I don't know how people can do bungee jump or jump out of planes and stuff like that. Just,
I've never bungee jumped. I'm not big. I don't want to be bounced around.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it's a little different when you're jumping out of. And I've only done it tandem, so I was attached to a professional, and they taught me how to pull the chute. But I'm telling you, last time I went skydiving, I mean, I couldn't stop laughing. It was so much fun.
Did you have a glass of wine before you jumped, or?
I did not. Oh.
It was Grey Goose, right?
That's
it was Grey
really
Goose.
Good.
Bottle of Goose.
That's a great idea. No, you don't want to drink alcohol before you jump out of a plane. You want to be able to do what you're supposed to do. But afterward, you're good. Afterward, yeah, definitely.
So what's definitely. Some of the what's one of the crazier things that you've done that you can remember there?
I guess another crazy thing I've done is I've whitewater rafted class 5 rapids. Quite a few times. At least I can't keep count. Yeah. Well, this is all before I had children. You know, things change a little bit once you have kids, because you think, well, I know someone will take care of them, but you want to be around. So
I'm not quite as adventurous.
You know, I'm not as adventurous as I used to be, because I think, is it worth the risk? But back in my single days, yeah.
What's the thing that you miss the most now that the kids and kittens are filling up some of the space in your house?
Well, I'm divorced, so I call it perks of divorce. So, you know, I do get some free time. So if there's something I really want to do, I make time for it. You know, I've climbed a few mountains, and they were on either week trips when they were on vacation with their dad, or you really shouldn't cut things out of your life that you really love just because you have children. You either have to get them to fall in love with them too, or you know, have grandma and grandpa take them for a weekend and still do those things you want to do.
That's what they're for, grandma and grandpa.
Look at that. Practice.
Exactly.
Practice what you preach, because you have your latest blog post was about taking time for yourself, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. You read that. Yep. You have to take time for yourself. Absolutely. And every day, or when you can, I mean, at least try every day something, whether even if it's a massage or 5 minutes to enjoy your favorite blog post and a cup of coffee.
It's funny you mentioned that.
Nick was saying that he's never had a massage.
I've never had a massage in my life.
And he was wondering if, like, and we got into a bit of an argument about it, and we're saying,
I can't believe that.
Can't believe it.
Obviously, you guys know how much I travel, right?
And also, we thought it would be a big part of fitness would be, like, you know, getting stretched out and getting your muscles kneaded out, I guess. Or is that just complete falsity and it's just more just a luxury than it is actually health related?
I believe that massages are definitely a great health benefit, and for many reasons. It reduces stress. I'm guilty. I don't have them enough. I don't think the last couple I did was a weekend's Valentine's Day type thing, which is a great gift for Christmas or Valentine's Day if you're looking for something special for your honey.
Yeah, you hear that, Nick, for yourself.
Hey guys, I'm looking Christmas gift. Are we doing Secret
Santa?
Your podcast
massage
goals.
For two. You know, they'll bring you champagne and chocolate covered strawberries.
Wow,
you guys would do that for me?
Hey, at least we could do for a co-host.
You look into it. It's a great gift. But there's also, if you want to just do a massage at home, you can just get a foam roller. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone, it's all the rage now. The gyms all have them. So if you don't know what it is, just Google it. It's a foam roller.
Do you believe in the foam roller? Do you think it actually works perfectly?
I do. Yeah. I do. And if I'm just doing a light workout, there have been times when I did it every day, mm-hmm. and an ex of mine was a very, very crazy fitness fiend. He was constantly working out. He did it every day, but he worked out way, way harder than I did. But if I'm rock climbing for hours or hiking or even a 2-hour bike ride, something intense, or cross country skiing, then I definitely notice a significant difference the next day, where if I roll it out when I get home and I stretch, then the next day I definitely don't feel that muscle soreness as I would if I didn't do it.
Irene, so obviously the holiday season is here. What are, like, some keys to not gain that weight? Obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot of cooking and baking and, you know, turkey.
A lot of Christmas.
A lot of Christmas.
A lot of Christmas cookies.
That's right. A lot of Grey Goose, you know, with mixed stuff. And what's the key to maintain your weight or even lose it? Because I think, you know, obviously in January, gyms are always packed. People got that.
But while still having fun, though.
While still having fun, exactly.
Right.
You know.
Right.
What are some keys that you think would work out? Exactly.
It's hard. And that is a really great question. It's very, very difficult around the holidays. So I can share a few things that I do. If you're going to a holiday party, you know, a lot of people have that mentality, and this is something I used to think, oh no, I'm going to eat a lot tonight. So I'm going to have a really late lunch. I'm not going to snack. I'm not going to eat much during the day. That's the worst thing you can do. It doesn't work because you're just starving. And now you're really binging at the buffet or you're eating everything. I suggest that you continue to just eat very healthy throughout the day. I'm a huge advocate of snack, and even have a snack in the car on your way to the holiday party or the event or wherever you're going, because when you get there, you're not going to be famished, and just make good choices. And if you overindulge in alcohol, you're not even going to think about it. So now you're going to be eating pretty much anything. But if you just limit your alcohol, make sure you're just, you know, everything in moderation. I'm a huge believer in moderation. And, you know, try to choose the healthy choices first, and then you won't eat as much of the, you know, higher fat things. You know, you won't eat as much dessert. Make sure you eat your salad. Make sure you go for, there's always a veggie tray, something like that. Just choose the healthier snacks, and then you won't gorge as much on the unhealthy things.
What do you usually make for the holiday season?
Oh, well, our traditions have changed over the years. And my daughter and I have gone vegetarian. So we're actually pescatarian. So we do still eat fish. And salmon has been a big, a Ukrainian tradition. Both of my parents are born in Ukraine. So a Ukrainian tradition is to not eat meat, kind of like a Lent type of thing, but to not eat meat on Christmas Eve. When my sister followed that. So we always have salmon on Christmas Eve. And my daughter, my other daughter, who is not a vegetarian, still wants ham.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just a little, just a couple pieces of ham.
She gets a whole cooked ham to herself. That's awesome.
I'm not a fan of ham.
Pretty much. Ooh, we've over the years, we've entertained maybe 15 people, but it's gotten smaller since, you know, things change. People get busy and things change. But so that's a holiday tradition. We do have a Christmas morning tradition with a holiday French toast with cranberries and apples. Goodness.
Yeah, oh, that sounds good. Goodness.
We're coming over.
That sounds good.
What's your favorite thing about Christmas? Like, what's when December approaches and you know Christmas is coming, the sleighs are out, the bells are ringing, what's that one thing you look forward to? Is it opening presents? Is it giving gifts? What is it?
She told you this is the French toast, then.
No, mistletoe. It's gotta be mistletoe.
That's the food.
Before I tell you, the mistletoe. Okay, I have a few things. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You gotta rank them, though. You gotta rank them.
I'll rank them. Okay, well, first of all, the French toast is great because I make it the night before. And you put it in the fridge, and in the morning we get up, and I turn on the oven, I put it in the oven, then we open presents, and then breakfast is done. Perfect, right? But my favorite thing, number one, has to be picking out our Christmas tree. We have a tradition. We go to the same farm every year. We don't cut them. They cut them and they bring them. And they have horses in the barn. We always bring carrots or apples for the horses. And we feed the horses. We pick out our tree together. And then we bring it home and we set it up. So for me, that is just the best part. And then the kids, we all decorate it together. But that's really fun.
So festive.
Number two, I'm sorry?
So festive.
Yeah. It's like the experience, you know, just doing something together. And then mistletoe. One of you mentioned mistletoe. I hang a mistletoe by my door every year. And when people come in, what do they get?
Oh, yes. So you've got like pizza delivery boys showing up at your door. Like, oh.
They don't make it through the door. They stay on the porch. I see the way they look at my daughters. No.
That's what the cats are for.
Exactly. The attack cats.
There you go.
All right, Irene, so we've got a question here for you because I think you've had some advice for our singles coming up, speaking of mistletoe and the holidays coming up here. So I think you've had some advice that we could give to some of our singles who are trying to get fit into that dress, trying to lose a few and look pretty slick and nice and cut for the holidays here. What's some advice we can give to these singles so that more and more people swipe right on them?
Awesome. Well, one tip that I think, and it's not about getting fit, and I'll share a couple of those too, but one thing that I do is right before I go out, and I'm in that, you know, sexy little cocktail dress, and I'm going to the, you know, holiday party or the ball, whatever it is, black tie dinner, I always do a couple sets of push-ups. And I will get right down in the family room floor, I'm full dress,
gotta
makeup,
get that
I'm
pump.
Ready to go.
Gotta get that pump going. You
know, yeah, but I'm telling you, even if you worked out, had a great workout that day, that just couple quick sets of push-ups really tones your arms and just makes you look, you know, you just feel you're ready to go. So that's one thing. But if you want to get fit and you want to stay fit, I know it gets hectic, super, super hectic. You're trying to get all your shopping done and trying to tie up all the loose ends before you leave for the vacation break, the holiday break. So it's tough. But what you need to do is you need to find ways, if you can't get that full hour or half hour workout in. You have to find ways to work out sporadically throughout the day. And it's and there's great benefits to that because you're burning calories throughout the day versus just one workout at night. If you can maybe squeeze in 10 minutes of core in the morning, during your lunch hour, go for a walk, take the stairs. And then what we like to do is when we're cleaning up after dinner, we will blast the music and we will just start to dance. We call it our dance party. I know it sounds silly, but every time you move your body, you're burning calories.
So what's playing in the background while the dance is going on?
Oh, whatever, whatever we pick, song of the day. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, mom, did you hear this song? Or, oh, I heard this on the radio today. Usually kind of a top 40 song. But something that gets you moving and it kind of gets it, you get the cleanup done fast. And it's a great way to burn a few extra calories and, you know, have some fun.
And then the Christmas morning French toast comes in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one year we got the Wii. So that was great because we got Wii Sports and we had a pajama day. It was so much fun. We just stayed in our pajamas all day and played Wii. And, you know, we were moving all day long. You know, we did tennis and sword fighting and, you know, the bike. And
okay, I'm sorry. I misheard you. Did you say Wii or weed?
Oh.
You live in Colorado?
I said we.
Okay.
This was years ago. You know, when the Wii's first came out, this was years ago.
Okay.
And now we try to get a new game every year because honestly, then we don't play it again for a year.
It's part of the tradition.
It's part of the tradition.
Let's play. It is. It's become a tradition. Let's get a new Wii game and then we'll play for a few days and then forget about it.
Okay. So Irene, can you tell everyone where we could get a hold of you online, where we could read your blog? Just give us your information, and then we're going to put you through what we call the gauntlet, which is just a series of rapid-fire questions we're going to throw at you, and just answer as quick as you can after that.
Oh, no. Yes, you can read my blog at irenegabelnick.com. It's IreneGabelnick, irenegabelnick.com. You can also sign up for my daily health and fitness tips. I give motivational tips. In fact, last week my girlfriend said, Irene, I wasn't going to work out and I read your email and I would for a workout. So thank you. Thank you. You motivated me. So they're free tips that you get daily. And you'll also get a free copy of my health and fitness newsletter. I call it Fit for Sanity because we all know life can get a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. And there's some healthy recipes in there, some exercise tips, lots of good stuff. And that's about it.
Irene, you ever going to make us that French toast?
Holiday French toast.
Holiday French toast. Now, you ever going to make us some holiday French toast for us?
Of course. Of course. And if I can't, I'll definitely get you the recipe.
Done. No, we'll come and we'll come and grab that French toast straight from the source.
All right. You're welcome. The more the merrier. Christmas Day, the doors are open. Come on in. Just, you know, bring the booze.
Oh, we can do that. We can do that. We can handle that.
B's pretty good at the Wii, so.
Nice. You are welcome.
Done.
Did you say Wii or weed?
I said both.
Okay. Just checking. Just checking.
It's my accent. Let's go continue on here.
All right. So you ready for the gauntlet, Irene?
All right.
It's a tough
Throw
one.
I will
it's
tell
a
you,
tough one.
There is a couple in there that might induce some tears. So just go with it. Remember, answer as quickly as you can. Okay, so here we go. We're starting now. Ride a hippo for 30 seconds or tickle a sleeping bear?
Ride a hippo.
Never see your kids again or never have had them?
I can't answer that.
Yeah, that's why I thought you when you were saying that
it
was
dark. How come
didn't even run that by us?
Yeah, you didn't run that by us.
You wrote it, B. So
never had them. Never had them.
You ain't run that
never
by
had
us.
Them.
I wouldn't know what I was missing. There, I can't. Yeah, that's
That's the right answer. I would say jump out of a plane or race in the Indy 500.
Well, I've already jumped out of a plane, so I have to race the Indy 500 now.
Okay, scariest monster.
A psychopath stalker.
Her ex.
Last movie that made you.
I answered it for her ex.
Don't elaborate. Just we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Last movie that made you cry.
Ooh, too many. Let me think. What did I watch the other day? I'm sorry. There's so many. They're all tearjerkers. I'm a girly chick movie.
Can we all answer that question as well? Can we?
For
answer?
Sure, we can.
Well, we'll let Irene answer first, and then.
Why don't you guys answer first, and I'll come. Terms of Endearment, was it? Yes, Terms of Endearment. All right, that's my answer.
Mine was Lion King.
Aww.
I've never cried after a movie.
Oh, hardball!
Wow. How could you? I don't know how you can cry after a movie. It's not real.
I think it's because you make emotional connection with the characters.
Well, yeah,
you know,
do,
like,
but at the same time,
and you're
time,
human. I think being human would also qualify
after a cartoon
that.
Movie. I couldn't cry after a cartoon movie.
Okay, but there's movies with
like,
people,
for
in
example,
called
Lion
live
King,
action
like,
movies.
How are you gonna cry after Lion King, man?
Easy. You can be emotionally attached.
No, that's
to
great.
It.
That's yeah. perfect. That's
a
great.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, hold on.
I don't cry at the end of Lion King, but when Mufasa dies.
Exactly.
Maybe I'm being too harsh here.
See,
maybe
B is a monster here. You should have answered B.
You should have answered me as the monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a new monster.
Next
here.
Time.
Last time you drank more than you should have, but you liked it.
Oh. Probably not long enough ago. I wasn't driving. So what did I drink too much? I think I was at a party this summer, and my girlfriend drove me home. But, man, we kept talking, and they kept pouring the wine, the hosts. So, I don't know, this summer.
Advice you would give your younger self?
So I would give... Follow your passion. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. And never turn back. Keep going. Don't stop.
And very good. And then now the last question. If you could get away with anything in the world without anyone knowing what you did, what would it be?
Killer X.
Ooh. Anything in the world? Definitely steal some crazy sum of money without getting caught. Not that that's anything I would ever do.
And
no,
if you did it,
I'm way
no
too
one would
honest.
Ever prove it.
I'm way too honest, but somehow manipulate, you know, something like that. Nothing, no evil murderers or anything like that.
Well, thank you so much, Irene. It was awesome having you on the show.
Thank you, Irene.
Really good, actually.
And we're going to touch base with you after the holidays so you can help us lose some of the pounds that we shouldn't have put on. But yeah.
No, awesome. we're going to take the advice awesome. And not put those pounds on.
Well, then we'll lose extra as our new
My book candidate. Should be out by then, too. I should have a great health and fitness, and I'm going to have a special chapter in there on how to lose 5 pounds fast before vacation. So it's going to be really good timing.
That's amazing.
That sounds awesome.
Look forward to it.
Where can you get this book? Like, where are you going to be having it published?
I'm going to self-publish this one.
Oh, very
this
nice.
One. I'm working on a few. I'm getting an agent to publish one of the ones I'm working on now. But this one I'm going to self-publish because I think I haven't decided if I'm going to do Amazon or if I'm going to sell it myself. Mm-hmm. It just kind of depends, but it will be available. And if you sign up for my email list, not only will you get my daily health and fitness tips, but you'll find out more about my book.
Done. We'll definitely do that. Thank awesome. You so much for being on the show. We're definitely going to, you know, have you back a few more episodes and we'll go from
Thank
there.
Thank you.
This was
I had
fun.
So much fun.
This was
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you so much, guys.
This is the Thirst World Problems podcast.
I don't know. Everything's a little bit more revealing on Halloween than it is New Year's Eve.
What? Why? Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
You don't think the thirst is high on New Year's Eve?
Thirstiest day? Are you talking about the thirstiest day of the year right now?
Thirstiest day of the year is New Year's.
Thirstiest day of the year.
New Year's.
Thirstiest day of the year.
New Year's and my birthday.
Thirstiest day of the year. Go.
Every day.
Straight Virginia Black right here.
We're time traveling back and forth drinks right now.
What?
Woo! That Virginia.
Oh.
She's smooth.
Ooh.
She's actually nice.
Not as smooth as 40 Creek, though.
No, Virginia Black's good, man.
Virginia Black's good, but
good
I like
design.
That, I like that 40 cream.
It's a good design.
It's a pretty glass.
Looks like it's always half half full.
Yeah, glass half full.
It's tricking you. Yeah. Always tricking you.
Yeah, that's actually trippy.
Until you drink that last drop.
Yeah. Oh, the bottle's rough, though. The bottle's rough.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of friction to it.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Thirst World Problems, and we're bringing you that friction.
Woo!
In this segment, we're going to be hitting you with those twisted questions, the ones that hurt feelings, start fights, and leave you wondering, what would you do if you were in that situation? So sit back, relax, and get ready to lose your shit. All right, boys, so this is this week's friction question.
Friction.
Here it comes.
Friction
okay?
Problems.
So put yourself in these shoes. You're out for a night, having a nice little stroll. You come around the corner, and you see an acquaintance about to get into an altercation with, let's say, two burly gentlemen.
Oh, so it's a female.
It's just an acquaintance. I didn't say.
Well, you
gotta.
You have to specify what it is.
Why do I? Will that change your reaction to it?
Oh, you got me. Okay, no, I will. It would change my reaction to it. 100% it would.
It wouldn't change mine.
Oh, 100% it would. Okay, keep going. I'll explain why it would.
Okay, boom. Let's start off with the easy one. Let's start off with a male. So it's a male. Then we'll see your difference here.
Okay.
All right, so let's start off. It's a male in this situation. You come around the corner, two burly gentlemen about to start an altercation with this guy. What do you do, B?
Altercation. Does the person see you?
At this point, the person has not seen you.
I would probably walk up and see what's going on. Again, you haven't said what would happen from there, but I'd probably be like, what's going on type thing.
Okay, so you'd step up the situation. What about you?
If it's an acquaintance, probably.
From 1 to 10, how big of an acquaintance am I?
Solid 5.
I wouldn't do anything.
So you come around the corner, you see these two gentlemen approaching your acquaintance.
My theory is if I don't look at them, but they see me, they never existed.
Okay, let's flip it again because B had another take on this, I think. So now it's a female. What do you do?
Same thing.
Same thing. You step up.
Oh, but it depends, though. Is it still two burly gentlemen?
Two burly gentlemen, still. Yeah. Now the odds are stacked against you.
Yeah, it depends. It depends what it is, because when it's a guy, it's acquaintance. You kind of think of more of as a friend. So you kind of be like, hey, what's going on, type thing, right? Okay. Everyone's always like, well, there's beef, whatever, right? If it's a chick, I don't know, right? Like, I don't know if it's just like. I don't know, dude could be fucking boyfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
So you don't want to step into that, and then it'd be another thing, right?
They don't look friendly. They don't look friendly.
Yeah, but sometimes like that can be like, just a personal thing, right? I don't know that, so I don't know. I think it was a chick, like a girl acquaintance. I think I'd be more on Nick's side here. I think I wouldn't.
Let's see what Nick's going to do in this situation.
Oh, I know what he would do.
What's your waist size?
24.
No, I wouldn't help her.
Her measurements were 36, 24, 36.
No, I wouldn't help her.
Okay.
No, nothing to do with it. I just, same thing. I if it's an acquaintance, I wouldn't help her. If it's a true friend that I know, hey, you know what? Something's going on, and you know. Because acquaintance, you just don't know
the situation. Okay, wait, let me ask you something then. So
you're asking me?
Yeah. So if it was a coworker.
Yeah.
What scale of acquaintance would a coworker be on? Would it be
depends on the level
of
coworker?
Think, would it be a 7 or an 8? What would you put there?
See, that's depends awesome on the coworker. Question, B. That's because I was going to flip this on you right now. Now it's your neighbor, and he or she sees you, and this is your neighbor, and they see you, so they know that you see this situation
easy.
Developing. And easy, you say easy. Yeah. So what does that mean?
I don't talk to my neighbor, so I wouldn't have a home. I honestly don't talk to my neighbors.
Okay, so, but you know that when you go home, imagine this, dude gets tuned up, you go home for the rest of however long you guys live next to each other, that dude was there and was like, yeah, remember when I lost these teeth? That's because you just turned your back
you
and walked away.
You walked out
with your Caribbean burrito.
Well, that's okay. that's what that person gets. How did you get into that situation? How did that person get in that situation?
It's an altercation. They come and they go.
You never even inquired, though, man. Like, that was the thing. You never even went over there to see, yo, like, who's the blame on this one? You just kind of like,
I'm going to walk up to an altercation. Like, hey,
this guy basically lives at your house.
He doesn't live in my house.
10 feet? 10 feet wall to wall? He'd be in your house. And you walked out.
Especially in these new developments where you get no yard, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in an older place. I get yard, bro.
You get a little bit of yard, but he's 20 feet from you.
So we know the heartless monster, man.
He sleeps 20 feet from you.
I build a wall. As high as it could go. I'd trump that motherfucker, he says. Okay, so B, what would you do? Is it along the same lines as this heartless Grinch over here?
Or? Oh, if I saw him, I can't. I can't do that. If I saw the guy and he made eye contact and he's my neighbor, that's an easy one for me. Let's put it this way: you gotta at least ask what's going on, right?
Like, if it was me in that situation,
that's easy.
Okay, no, I'll make it better. If it was Doc in that situation,
that's easy. The acquaintance level's there, but at the same time, like I said, if it was a guy, acquaintance, friend, whatever. Well, this is more side leaning towards the friend than acquaintance at this point, right? If you say dog, it's 100%. I would
see, like, this is what's interesting to me about your answer is because you're more inclined if it's a male. Like, to me, instinctively, I'm kind of like, yo, if it's a dude, he might be able to handle his.
But it's not always about a fight, though. You don't know if it's a fight, right? It's an altercation. Right?
See?
You didn't say fight. That's altercation. True. I don't know what's going on, right?
That's true.
Like, why would a random dude be yelling at a chick like that? Usually there's something.
Usually she's to blame. Say it, Harvey.
It's a relationship before, after, whatever it is. You don't know, right? You kind of get that vibe that you don't want to really do anything. What do I care, right? But like, If it's a guy, it's more inclined that it could be a fight or something. So you want to inquire because you want to stop that, right? Okay. Are two guys going to beat up a girl? Odds are probably not.
Do you have sisters?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see, imagine your sister in that situation, right?
Yeah. Well, that's and then you told me acquaintance, though.
No. And then some other dude, like say Doc, because Doc doesn't know your sisters. Doc comes around the corner, sees your sister in that situation, and whatever happens, and you would side then with Doc, or you would want Doc to just to like, your advice to Doc would be to like, yo, step off that because you don't know what's going on, especially with a female, right?
Yeah, well, if it's what I'm saying, if it's between whatever's going on, then there's reason to believe there that nothing's most likely going to happen.
Okay.
So if that person was to get involved, it could be worse than what it actually is. You know what I mean?
So
it all depends what it is. If it's two random guys and a stranger,
you would want
them
to leave
different.
Your sister out to dry.
No, that's not left out to dry. Because why would a stranger be getting into between an altercation? That depends. If it's a fight, then yeah. But if it's like an argument, everyone has arguments.
But heated argument, like nose to nose type.
Yeah,
argument.
But what's gonna happen? A punch come out? Probably not.
Who's to say?
Right. If you stretch out in that way, then you're bending my words to go towards your.
Okay, but now I'm putting you in that situation now. So now it's like a nose to nose, like spittle flying. This guy is just in her face.
Oh yeah, you definitely. If it's an acquaintance, or you definitely gotta. And they see you. I think you definitely gotta inquire about it.
What about the coworker, Nick? Are you gonna?
Depends on the level of the coworker.
Still depends on the level of coworker.
I think everything always depends.
That's
on the level.
That's crazy though, man. Think about it. Say you're full time at work, and the other person is also a full time worker. You see the guy five times a week.
Or the girl.
I agree. That's
whatever.
Different. That's what I'm saying. That's the level. When I'm saying level of the coworker, when you drop something like that, that's a high level of a coworker, right? Because you see them every
What's
day.
What's the lowest level that you would get involved in?
But a coworker's still an acquaintance, though.
It is, but when you see someone maybe like, once a week, do you think that's...
It's a temp. She was there for like 3 weeks.
How well do you know this person?
You say good morning to her.
You may
as
not
you walk
know them,
in
right?
every day.
You may not know them.
You might bring a couple coffees to work.
Every right? day for Whatever. 3 weeks, you say hi.
Okay, but that's nothing, though.
So I'm asking you, what's the lowest level? So that one you wouldn't get involved in either.
No. It's got to be I know, like, I know something about that person. That I feel like that's an acquaintance. It's not like I know deeply about them. I just know something about them. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay. So then you would side with me on this story then. Mm-hmm. So one of the few times, because I'm not a big strip club guy, but one of the few times I went to a strip club, I went with one of my buddies. Okay. He drives a fancy yellow car. I'll call him fancy yellow car guy. We go in there.
Yellow?
Yeah. Me and yellow car guy are in fancy there. You already know where this story is going. So me and yellow car guy are in there. We meet up with some ladies that yellow car guy had on. So we're all hanging out, having a good time. Place is pretty empty. There's another group of people off to the back.
Where was this, in Vegas?
No, this is right here. This is right here.
Okay.
So we're chilling out. Everything's going good. Other groups back there, they're kind of loud, but they're not doing anything to us. We don't fucking care. We're having a good time. All of a sudden, there's this big, another big group comes in, and they're talking to the bouncers.
Another one?
Yeah. And then the bouncers kind of like, yo, we can't let you guys in. And they're like, no, we're coming in, kind of thing. And you kind of hear them like kind of going heated back and forth. And then the bouncers, like, you turn, and the bouncer points out to the other big group of table over there. So basically what happens, these guys come in, bum rush the other group, and basically clean the house until there's only like one guy left standing, kind of thing, and start to surround him. What does my buddy do? Fancy yellow car gets up, yells, "This isn't happening." And keep in mind, it's just me and him there, just chilling out, hanging out with these ladies. Yells up, "This isn't happening," and runs over and goes basically back to back now. The motherfucker that was just by himself.
Oh, you pulled like a Ken and Ryu, like back to back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like double dragon.
So he
shit.
Runs over there and he's like, "I'm going to help you out, buddy." What's my responsibility now in that situation? Because I'm like sitting there, everything's perfectly chill. Then all of a sudden, this dude gets up and drags us into an unwanted fight with a group of like people that we have no idea what the situation is. But like he's just down for the cause. He's like, "Yo, we're gonna even out these odds no matter what, man." And he's yelling for me to come over there. And like the instant he yells that, like, I'm torn. Because what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do now? What do you do in that situation?
Well, you have to. Like, how close are you with this guy?
I'm close. Okay. I'm close with this guy.
I feel like you have to. If you're very close with someone, you have no choice.
You have no choice.
You have no choice.
Yeah.
You have to.
Man. You have no choice.
Unless you were ever thinking about, you know what? How can I stop being friends with this person? That's the perfect situation. Be like, yo, I'm out.
Right? So, yeah. So
some shower thoughts right there.
No. So, yeah. So I go and I back buddy up and basically, like, try to make sure that we try to, like, create as much space away from the guy that they're trying to get as we can, while the whole time asking him, what the fuck did you just do? Because there's no need for us to be in this situation right now on a night I didn't even want to end up here. And, yeah. So sometimes you get dragged in those situations, acquaintances or not, man.
Speaking of the strip clubs, I feel like we need to go to Vegas.
Diamond? Is that Sapphire Diamond?
Sapphire Diamond, yeah. Yeah. You knew, yeah, man. I feel like we need to go. Flight's cheap. Hotels.
Let's go MGM, man. Let's go Hawk. Let's go Hawk.
You don't want to go to MGM, man.
When we get to
Hawkasan, man.
When we get to 1,000 subscribers.
Rap room?
We're gonna
Hawkasan rap room?
The best hotel is Aria, man. Best
Aria? You like Aria.
Aria's cool too.
I love Aria. Best club is Hawkasan. No, actually One Oak is good, man. Because that's where all the hip hop's at.
Encore is nice too, though, man. Encore's nice. I said an encore. Yeah. Encore is nice.
We should go, man.
Doesn't it switch every
Encore's
year?
Encore is beautiful.
Does it switch? Hakkasan's good, man. Like it's like,
Hakkasan's good. What's
pool parties? Is what I'm about, man. I fuck
pool party. Weapon Republic, parties. Man. That's man. MGM. Yeah.
I want to fucking do all.
You say
the pool
Aria
parties.
Nightclub?
I don't even need to go out at night.
No, Aria's a hotel. Aria's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's Aria, the newest one.
What's another one, man?
I like the Criss Angel one, man. I guess that was a while back.
You like Criss Angel in general?
Whatever this hotel.
Mind free.
Yeah. Shit, like a fucking pyramid there, man.
Oh.
It's like before, right before.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you like that one with the light? It lights up.
Yeah, Luxor. Was
Luxor,
it Luxor?
Yeah. Luxor.
Yeah. Vegas be fun. We get to 1,000 subscribers. Let's go fucking do. Let's go do Vegas. A little self reward there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you down, B?
We got some people out in Vegas. We got at least a couple.
I'm gonna throw this out here. You know what's crazy?
If you're gonna say Jerry Seinfeld,
the only genre where you can't copy
Bill Burr.
Shit?
Have you ever heard Bill Burr?
Let me talk here. The only genre that you can't
BBW
copy. Is in comedy. You can't copy anything in comedy. If you steal someone's joke, you get fucking shitted on. Music has been recycled so many years. Art has been recycled. You name it.
No.
Basketball, everything.
Style. If you steal someone's lyrics, you get into it. Like, that's the whole ghostwriting controversy. If you talk about a genre, like, genres are the same thing with jokes and joke styles, right?
You can't copy jokes.
We can't copy jokes, but you can copy the style of jokes.
What style? Name two people that are like.
Well, if you're talking like just being like vulgar or shocking, like there's comedians that go along those lines. If you talk about like
name me two comedians that are like.
Name you two comedians that are alike.
Yeah, that's very specific, man. That's hard to say.
I mean, I
can name you two rappers who are alike.
Comedians that are alike? Two comedians that are alike?
How is that so easy compared to two comedians that are alike?
I don't even know if it's that crazy or that difficult a thing.
I'm telling you it is.
You're telling me it is? As a comedian, you're telling me that is?
I'm telling you right now. You tell me right now. Two comedians that are like, holy shit, I can't tell the difference.
Okay. Like, when you say you can't tell the difference or tell the difference with the tone of the jokes, because, like, jokes... In themselves, or comedians themselves, fall under like a genre, right? Like, you're not going to be like, well, like Seinfeld and Cedric the Entertainer are wildly different.
Two different comedians.
Two different comedians, yes. But you're not going to say like Cedric and like even like D.L. Hughley, who's a.
Two different comedians.
You're not going to go that far away from
two different
them.
Comedians.
Okay, so what's the big distinction between those two?
Who?
Between like Cedric and DL.
DL.
Or like D-Ray and Cat Williams.
D-Ray's different.
But you're just saying he's different, but why is he different? Like what's the crazy distinction? Like you could say that is with music as well. Like you're gonna name two rappers and I'll be like, well, they're different.
How are they different?
Well, like you're gonna be like Drake. Who's similar to Drake?
Nobody's there's so many people similar to Drake.
Who?
You can see The Weeknd is very close to it.
I wouldn't say The Weeknd's similar to
Drake.
They
both sing.
They both sing?
Yeah.
But the flow is completely different. Like,
flows
Weeknd's not rapping.
The beats are very similar.
They were similar when The Weeknd was on his label. Maybe not afterwards.
That's a different story.
So I'd have to disagree. Like,
what I'm trying to get at is that.
I think there's a genre of comedy the same way that there's a genre of music.
You can't copy someone's shit.
You can't copy the identical joke, but the tone of the joke is like I don't think it's that crazy. Like you have like your like intellectual comedians, you have your shock comics.
Those are all different. But I'm saying you can't have the same comic.
No, but you can have shock comics. You can have intellectual comics.
Of course you can have all that.
Yes, just the same way as you can have like sing-song rappers. You can have
gangster rappers. There's so many of them.
Sure, but like I don't know. I don't know where your argument is.
My argument is the funny thing is in music, you can have 10 of the same different types, 10 of the same artists, and they're the same thing. While you can copy somebody else's old tracks, and while in comedy, you can't copy someone's joke. People are going to be like, hey, man, you're Carlos Mencia right now. What's going on?
Yeah, well, that depends how quickly or how substantially you define things. Like no one else, like someone does a masturbation joke and then no one else can do a masturbation joke. That's not true. There's a million billion masturbation jokes.
Okay, well, I'll give
or
you.
Or impressions. Like, oh, no, that guy did an impression one time, so now I can't do impressions. Like, that's not a thing. Like, that, like cover someone else's joke even better. Yeah, like that would be interesting.
Like, for example, like if I went on stage, I couldn't just do fucking all vagina jokes. Like,
no, but you know what you could do? And what is that one? The aristocrats joke. Like, everyone's got an aristocrat joke. Like, you could go and you could do that. And it wouldn't be like, well,
but
okay.
Why would I?
Like,
they
had a whole fucking documentary where people did different aristocrat jokes,
that's
right?
Just, that's
like, that's all that is a cover of the same joke.
But that just dilutes everything.
Sure, but that's still the same cover. It's still everyone doing the same thing, which is what the argument is, right?
The argument is that you can't copy.
Exactly, but with the Aristocrats, it's the same joke with various people doing it, right? They put their variations on it, just like if you had a cover of a song, someone would be like, where someone else would be like, So they just change it around a little bit, but they still make it their own.
I think you need to end this.
I think you need to take a sip of the drink you poured 20
Fuck,
minutes.
I'll drink the whole motherfucker right here.
This is the Thirst World Problems, podcast featuring Nick Dugan.
If I had 10 mil, I'd cut all ties with my family. I'm kidding.
That's a statement right there. No, man, that's going in the podcast, man.